Marty, the morning of a Friday. Listen, welcome. What have you got for me today, my friend? What have you brought? What delicacies of...
Well, I've got two recipes for you.
Go on.
I didn't bring you anything, I'm afraid, again.
No, I don't mean that. But
I'd like to just... I don't want to spoil Marty here from now.
No, we're trying to plan a trip up to you, for God's sake.
Oh, listen, you're always welcome. You know that. So everyone is growing, and more people are growing at home courgettes.
Courgettes?
So I have two recipes to use them up. You either love them or hate them. I like them, I have to say. And I have a really interesting chutney with courgettes. It's a spice courgette and tomato chutney. This has been quite a good year. We do have a nice little bit of heat now, and it's been quite good for the courgettes that we grow. Did you ever see a courgette flower, Marty? Did you? A courgette flower, zucchini flowers, the female that only produces the flower. They're the most beautiful thing. They're actually, well, some of my recipes in the book have
it
to them.
I have seen it in your book, but I've also seen, they serve it, don't they eat it?
Yeah, they eat the whole thing.
Eat the whole thing, in the States particularly.
Yeah, absolutely, and in Italy, and what we
it's
do,
it's an market, Italian.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, zucchini flowers.
Zucchini flowers, and that's where I've seen them.
Yeah, we get some creme fraiche and some, what we do is some crab and some herbs, coriander, lime, and we put it into the actual flower, and then what we do is deep fried, put it into a really light batter with sparkly water, plain flour, and it's delicious. It's not in this recipe. I'm just telling you what we're doing at the minute. But it's
zucchini
amazing.
Known as something else.
Zucchini courgettes.
So you've got a spicy one.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about this is a great way to your listeners, for if you're growing them, to use up this chutney. It's fabulous with cold meats or cheese. So we'll go through the recipe. This makes quite a bit of kilo, but it's lovely to give to your friends and family.
All right.
And it keeps for months, which is fantastic.
Sure.
So we've two onions, which is just chopped. Tablespoon of rapeseed oil, 500 grams each of tomatoes chopped and keep the seeds, and also the courgettes. So chop everything roughly. You don't need to chop it small. This is going to cook down, you know, for at least 2 hours. So then into that we're going to put in white wine vinegar, and that's about 300 mils. So that's where we're getting the sharpness. 1 tablespoon of tomato puree will help thicken it and give a great colour. And then we're putting some apple into this, and I'm using 2 Granny Smith apples or cooking apples, it doesn't matter. Peel them and dice them. Just chop them, or you can grate them. That doesn't matter how you really prepare the apples. That's not really crucial. Now we've 250 grams of brown sugar. So that's the vinegar is the sour, the sugar is the sweetness. And then we have 2 tablespoons of mixed spice, 1 tablespoon of mustard seeds. You'll get that in any good health food shop, delicatessen. 1 teaspoonful of the good old ginger, grated. And then 4 cloves of garlic crushed. Now, this couldn't be easier. You put everything into the saucepan, Marty.
Right.
You bring it slowly to a simmer. And then what you do is you stir it every so often, but over a low heat. So reduce the heat. If this boils, this will burn at the bottom. You don't want that. So you cook it low and slow. Remember that, everyone, low and slow on a low jet for at least 2 hours until it's soft, sticky, slightly caramelized. And you will taste it. And if you think, God, I think it's a little bit sharp, add more sugar. You adjust it. I want a slightly refreshing, tangy, lovely aftertaste. And then what you do.
But you're sitting over this, aren't you, for the 2 hours?
Well, yeah, you're coming and going. You don't have to sit over it. You're coming and going about every 15, 20 minutes. Stir it. Just a wee stir. That's all.
Yeah.
And then until it's dark and it's thick. And then pour into sterilized jars and leave it for 2 or 3 weeks before eating. And then that is fantastic
with
cheese.
Sit, I see.
Yeah, well, you can leave, really, a week is fine.
Yeah.
But 2 or 3 weeks, the longer you leave a kind of chutney like this, it improves, so it does. And it's a great little gift, especially, you know, for family and friends and that. It's a lovely homemade gift. So
that's a lovely idea.
Slightly
and
spicy,
tomato chutney.
But works really well, even with grilled goat's cheese. Try it. Trust me, it is fantastic.
I often think about the first person who found root ginger and said, I think I'll take a bite of this. I often wonder, you know, because you look at it and think, there's no way I'm ever going to eat that.
That's very true.
Isn't it? It's a horrible looking thing.
You're
God help it.
It's an unusual, it's not the prettiest, but the flavour is
amazing. The flavour is amazing.
And so good for you. So good for you.
Isn't it? Yes,
so we have another recipe for you. I tell you how to do two.
This is more courgette now.
Yeah. And this is a quinoa. Have you ever heard of quinoa?
No. Nope.
Or quinoa. It's a new grain that I'm really started using over the last maybe 2 years. And it's fantastic. You'll get it in any health food shop. So it comes from Peru. It's like a couscous, but it's different. And it's totally fine for celiacs, which is absolutely wonderful.
Right.
So there's 3 different types. You get a black one, you get a brown one, you get a white one. If you get the multi-seed, they come in little packs. It's great. The texture is fantastic. And we use it a lot in the restaurant. Genuinely, with fish, with duck, it's a really interesting ingredient
for me. And it's Peruvian.
Yeah, it is. And it's something new to me, to be truthful with you.
Yeah.
So we have 75 grams of the quinoa, and you just simply boil it on the packet instructions in water or in stock, it doesn't matter, until it's just cooked. So just like boiling a rice, that's exactly what you do. And then what you do is with the courgettes, you peel the courgettes, Marty, 1 large courgette. Into that you add 1 tablespoon of white wine vinegar, 2 tablespoons of some rapeseed oil. So you're going to actually pickle the courgettes here. Pickling is a big thing now in food. And to that we're going to put 4 spring onions, 100 grams of some cherry tomatoes, which are in season now, halved. And then we have feta cheese, or you can use the goat goat's cheese, or a few weeks ago we spoke about, we give you a lovely recipe for the mozzarella cheese.
Yes, yes.
So you can use whatever kind of cheese you like. Feta cheese, I love the kind of saltiness of it.
It's I do really too. Nice I think cheese. It's wonderful, yeah.
And then we have a little bit of chilli, one red chilli, finely chopped, and a tablespoon of some chopped parsley. So what you do is you whisk all the ingredients together, apart from the courgettes and the tomatoes, like your dressing there, and you pour that over the courgettes. You have your tomatoes, your feta cheese, your quinoa. So you put in your dressing into the quinoa so it keeps it really moist, Marty. This salad, and will undressed, will keep easily for 2 or 3 days. So the quinoa you can keep and you can freeze it, and it's a lovely lunchbox idea. If you're going to work or going for a picnic, it's fantastic. One of these superfoods. Like, I would make this regularly for Imelda and the twins, and they absolutely adore, genuinely.
The twins love it as well.
I cut the courgettes small now, but yeah, they love being able to grab now little pieces of asparagus and courgettes that they can feed themselves. They've started, yeah.
Isn't
amazing.
That funny?
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
They're so young.
Fantastic. Well, it's great for me to see that as a chef.
Yes,
it really
course.
Is. It's lovely to see.
Yeah.
And as I say, I told you before, I've never cooked as much at home. I love it, so I do. It's great. And they love their sausages.
Of course they do.
Do you know that? They do.
Well, why wouldn't they? I've still never tasted those sausages we keep talking about. Your man.
They're on the way. They've
the got, chocolate sausages got, or whatever.
I have to. I'll organise.
We'll have to try
Earn them again to get them
going. We'll have to.
I promise
that.
You. Look across me heart now. So they're two nice simple recipes.
They are. They're lovely. The pronunciation of that again is
quinoa. There's two different pronunciations. I remember going to a health food shop and said, "You're pronouncing that wrong." But then another person said, "No, you can pronounce it quinoa or quinoa." So two different pronunciations. Yeah. Try it, guys. It is fab.
Well, the Peruvians fabulous. Have lasted a long time, so there must be something good in it.
Very healthy. Very healthy.
Yeah. Courgette and feta salad. That's that one. Or the... and spiced courgette and tomato chutney. You're a gentleman. That's fantastic.
Thank you, Marty.
I love that. And I love the fact that little people are eating it. That's hilarious. That's quite hilarious. Safe journey home to them.
God bless.
Well done, Evan. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.